Thanks for joining us on Money Minds by Monet, a podcast with a refreshing outlook on finances. Here, we will talk about how changing our thoughts about money directly affect how our money works for us. Hi, I'm Monet, and this is part 4 of the series, It's Time to Evolve. Knowledge is the gaining of information. Understanding is the comprehension of the information that you attain. Wisdom comes after understanding, and it is knowing when and how to apply the knowledge that you've gained. Now, this is the simplest form that I can give you. And these are the definitions that I live by. Knowledge, understanding, and wisdom are the 3 gold nuggets that were gifted to us by God. History shows us that humans have misused the gaining of knowledge, circumvented the depths of understanding, and have underestimated the weight that wisdom holds. And in keeping with our series on evolving into the person that we need to be to reach our goals, we are going to unlock wisdom. How do we become a wise person? Knowing that wisdom is, in short, the accurate application of knowledge, we want to not just make wise decisions here and there. We want to live our lives from the perspective of a wise thinker, a wise doer. And how do we do that? The art of becoming. Evolving our everyday into wise living. Now, this may seem far-fetched right now, but I assure you, the path is simple. It is not easy by any stretch, but it is simple. Becoming a wise person is a personal endeavor. It is your personal quest. There are 2 forms of wisdom: God-given wisdom and the wisdom of this world. Now, I won't dig too deep here, but to briefly explain each, okay? God-given wisdom is just that. Wisdom given to you by God. The Bible says that if anyone does not have wisdom, that they should ask God for it, and He will give it to them. It goes on to say that God gives wisdom generously and to all, without getting mad or irritated that you asked. Now, it also continues on to say that you must believe that you can receive the wisdom or that you won't get it. And I think that's with anything. You know, you ask and there has to be a belief in you in order for that to move forward, right, and manifest. Now, there are many characteristics of the wisdom of God and what it produces. And I could break it down more at a later time if you will like, but know that the wisdom of God is primarily characterized by it being sacrificial and that it produces peace. So if you think you are wise, but you live a life that is selfish and or chaotic, then my friend, that wisdom you live by is not from God. Actually, the opposite would be true. There's only one other side to that coin, and that is worldly wisdom, which in the Bible is synonymous with Satan, the devil, or the evil one. But don't clam up here, okay? I'm not about to get spooky or anything. I just want you to understand that we as humans are influenced and live for either God or for ourselves. And living for ourselves leaves us vulnerable and susceptible to Satan, who is kicked down here to earth. So without God, we're defaulted to the enemy. Okay? Now, you can believe or not believe what I'm explaining here, but I at least want you to give it some thought. Okay? I won't get too deep into this, but our experiences on earth are all tainted in one way or another, all wisdom acquired outside of God will have some type of bitterness of evil attached. And regardless of what you believe, I think we can all agree on that. The wisdom of this world is attached to our experiences or other people's stories of their experiences. It is wisdom created by our limited understanding of ourselves, of life, and of others. And this worldly wisdom is characterized by the product of being selfish, driven by our human nature and feelings. And it is anti-God. Okay? So the life you live will manifest from the wisdom that you live by. So I feel it is healthy for us to take the time and dissect what we believe and what we don't believe. Think about whether we have defaulted our lives to worldly wisdom and have kept God out of our thought process. And while you're pondering, let's take a quick sidebar. With Money Minds by Monet, I want to not only introduce thoughts and ideas to you, but my goal is to also map it back to your mind and challenge your thought patterns. Think of this podcast as an opportunity to have a virtual chat with me, Monet, and we're just chilling and talking, vibing off a fresh view of money concepts and improving our lives. I am here creating a non-judgmental zone for us to evolve into the best version of ourselves. And before we move on, I want to mention an important thing, okay? For each podcast episode, I will post a discussion on Money Minds by Monet Facebook page and Instagram feed. Again, that is Money Minds by Monet, M-O-N-E, on both Facebook and Instagram. I welcome your reactions to each episode, and I invite you to participate in the discussions that strike up in the post. I also appreciate if you would leave a review of my podcast on your listening platforms, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, etc., as that will continue to push Money Minds by Monet to the top of the charts. All right. We learned about the two types of wisdom that we can live by and where we can find both. Now, we need to unlock how we can evolve into wise people who seek the wisdom of God and not of the world. I think of wisdom as the superpower of my brain. The godly wisdom that was given to Solomon. Like I feel honored to have access to such jewels. Okay. Step one. Knowing the characteristics of a wise person. Okay? You must first, before you evolve and become, you must first know what you are evolving or becoming, right? So here are the characteristics of what a wise person would look or seem like, the experience that a wise person would give you. A wise person is self-aware and humble. A wise person cares for others and is not selfish. A wise person is forgiving, kind, and merciful. A wise person is ever learning and seeks wisdom. A wise person has integrity and is honest and reliable. A wise person thinks before they speak and is a peacemaker. A wise person is diligent, just, and accepting of correction. A wise person is discerning and righteous. And finally, a wise person is slow to anger. Phew. Now that may sound like a lot, but these are many of the same characteristics that keep popping up over the weeks. If you recall, some of these came up when we discussed having a legacy mindset and how being selfish will keep you miserable. We unlocked how having a goal outside of us will keep us in motion. Then we unlocked the 7 habits for a successful life, which in this series, we are unpacking one by one. So all in all, once we acquire these characteristics, become them, we will have ticked off a lot of boxes and evolving into a dope human who not only can handle success, but one who cares for others and themselves. Wisdom is a way of life. So jot down those characteristics and see which ones you already have. Thankfully, our personalities usually highlight some of them by default. And don't worry if you have little to none of them, okay? Our goal here is to take a couple at a time and to be intentional about them, one step at a time, okay? I told my sister the other day, your goal should be progress, not completion. That gym right there will change your whole life if you live by it. You got to believe that. I promise. I'm going to say it again. Your goal should be progress, not completion. We need to start celebrating the progress we make each day. And it may ebb and flow from one aspect of our lives to another, but progress is progress. And once we begin to celebrate ourselves on becoming, improving, we lift the weight of expectations off our shoulders. And this frees us immensely to make mistakes, learn from them, learn ourselves, and move on. Life has taught us that beating up ourselves for falling short of completion is normal. But to that, I say lies, okay? I may never complete all those little side projects, but I tried them. I know what it is like to face the unfamiliar. I know how to regulate my emotions when I'm feeling anxious or excited. I learned how to approach seemingly scary things with optimism. So if I never complete all my goals, it doesn't mean I'm a failure. It means that I learned more about me. And heck, maybe completing all of those things was never really the goal to begin with. Think about that. And that leads us to the Money Minds call and response. The call is, in my evolution, how do I become a wise person? And the Money Minds response is, becoming a wise person starts with knowing where wisdom comes from. God. If you simply ask God for wisdom and believe that He has got it to give, you will be granted wisdom. It's that simple. And having wisdom comes with walking in the characteristics of one who holds this great jewel. And remember to celebrate your progress. And that's all for today's episode. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next Tuesday here on Money Minds. And remember, wealth, it starts in your mind.